Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today with the third part of our lesson called The Tao of Tolkien. Of course, we've already talked about a lot of Tolkien's history, about his childhood in the beautiful English countryside. And we also learned about some tragedies that happened when he was only a child. Both of his parents had passed away by the time he was only 12 years old. But we also started to learn about love, war, and what he studied. We learned that he fell in love with a girl named Edith Bratt, and they were married by 1916. What else did we learn about Tolkien here, Carolyn?
Well, we learned that he did fight in World War I, and that was a very dangerous and dark trial in his life, but after the war, he became a scholar. He continued to teach literature, to study languages, and he also wrote a story. He began to write a book called The Hobbit while he was grading some test papers. So he has a very interesting life, a very interesting history, and I am very interested in learning more about this story.
Well, let's do that right now. We're going to continue learning about The Hobbit and, of course, a little bit about Tolkien's legacy. Let's do that now.
The Tale of Tolkien. The Hobbit enjoyed instant success, and the publishing company asked for a sequel. So Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings, a longer, more complex tale. Rainer Unwin, now an adult, helped publish The Lord of the Rings. It was so long that it came out in three parts in 1954 and 1955. Tolkien's legacy. Tolkien died 40 years ago this month. He was a committed father to his four children. He received an honorary degree from Oxford for his studies. But his greatest legacy is his stories.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. We're back for the finale of our article on author J.R.R. Tolkien, the genius behind the stories of The Hobbit and Lord of the Ring. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Complex. Complex is an adjective. Emily spent all night studying, trying to understand the complex ideas in her textbook. Committed. Committed is an adjective. Mr. Ross is very committed to his students and often stays after school to help them. Resemble. Resemble is a verb. Marcia really resembles her mother. Inspire. Inspire is a verb. Edward's new song was inspired by his trip to Japan. Your more information words are sequel. Sequel is a noun. Honorary degree. Honorary degree is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, his stories are what people do remember him for. So let's talk about them. The Hobbit. The Hobbit enjoyed instant success, and the publishing company asked for a sequel. So if you remember from yesterday, he gave his book, The Hobbit, to his friend Stanley Unwin, a publisher, and the book was published after Stanley's son Rainer told his father how much he loved the book.
And of course, it wasn't just his son that loved this book, but this book, The Hobbit, enjoyed instant success. Wait a minute. I thought only humans or animals could enjoy something, but here a book enjoys something. Well, you can kind of have fun with English like this. This book, The Hobbit, enjoyed instant success. Okay? So people loved this book instantly.
Right. So right away, everyone loved this book, and the publishing company asked for a sequel. They wanted a second book because people loved the first one so much. So, Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings, a longer, more complex tale. And it certainly was much longer and more complex.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is the word complex. And I think of many things being put together or used together. Many things used together, that makes something complex.
Yes, so it is made up of many different parts. It is not simple. It's very complex. Perhaps you have a complex computer program. You're trying to program something or just trying to figure out how to use your computer, but it's very complex because there are so many things to try to remember.
Or maybe you're working on something like a big project or working for an event, and there are so many different parts to this event. It is a very complex event. It will take a lot of planning. Okay, so this story was a very complex tale. That means there are a lot of relationships inside, lots of things affecting other things. Okay, this was a complex tale, and it, of course, was the sequel, something he wrote after The Hobbit.
That's right, and we learn a little bit more about Rainer, who was the publisher's son from yesterday's lesson. Rainer Unwin, now an adult, helped publish The Lord of the Rings. So he was no longer a child when The Lord of the Rings was written. He was now helping to publish the book.
And so you could say that his father's profession, his father's job, maybe rubbed off on him. Maybe he was also good at publishing. He knew something about that. Maybe that describes you in some way. Your parents are good at something, and then so you also know how to do it, know how to help other people in that way.
That's right. Well, we learn about this book, The Lord of the Rings. It was so long that it came out in three parts in 1954 and 1955. And if you've read The Lord of the Rings, you know that there are three very large books or three parts to this story.
It's true. So we see this phrase here, it was so long that it came out in three parts. Okay, you could also use the word publish. It was published in three different parts. And those were in 1954 and 1955. Actually, there was a year between the books, The Twin Towers and The Return of the King, the second and third book. There was a year. And so when the third book came out, people were wondering what happened to the main character, Frodo. He was taken behind enemy lines. People were wondering what happened to him. When the third book came out, the newspapers read, Frodo lives. People were so excited to hear that Frodo was alive and okay.
Well, then those were very popular books at the time, and they continue to be. Well, in the next section here, we learn about Tolkien's legacy. Tolkien died 40 years ago this month. Well, that was quite a while ago. But it is the anniversary of his death, and he was a committed father to his four children.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It's committed. If you are committed to something, that means you give your life to it. That means you don't just kind of give half of your heart to something. You give your whole heart to something. A committed father or a committed mother is someone who is very committed to their children. They give their lives to their children.
That's right. So they work very hard. That is the focus of their life. That's what they want to do. And so he was very committed to his four children. Maybe you are committed to something yourself. You could be committed to another person or committed to your studies. Are you committed to studying English? You can practice every day.
That's a great question. What are you committed to? Well, we read here that Tolkien received an honorary degree from Oxford for his studies. So this is a degree that you give to someone just to honor them for something.
That's right, but his greatest legacy is his stories. not this degree. And we have more to learn with Michelle in the language lab. Let's go there now.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看 sequel 这个名词。SEQ 这个字根有跟随的意思，所以 sequel 是指书或者是电影的续集。如果要说明是哪本书或电影的续集，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 The sequels to Iron Man are now on DVD， 钢铁人续集的 DVD 已经发行了。 sequel 也指后续发展的事件。例如 The conflicts on the city streets were sequels to the riot at last night's soccer game. 街上的冲突事件是昨晚足球赛中暴动的余波。接着我们看的是 complex 这个形容词。complex 是指复杂的或者是难以了解的。例如 The complex situation between the couple is beyond my understanding. 这对夫妻间复杂的状况已经超乎我能理解的范围。complex 也可以当名词，意思是典型相同的建筑区。例如 Billy's factory is located in an industrial complex in Chicago. Billy 的工厂位于芝加哥的一个工业区当中。
Well, we're learning today about Tolkien's background and history, but specifically about how The Hobbit enjoyed instant success.We talked about how people wanted more from Tolkien, and so of course he wrote a sequel in the story The Lord of the Rings. And these are his main legacy, what he leaves behind us, with us today. We found out also that Tolkien died 40 years ago this month, and he does leave quite a legacy. I was watching a video on YouTube about someone visiting his grave, and they were crying.Visiting his grave. This person did not even know Tolkien personally, but they have been affected by his stories. He does leave quite a legacy. Let's continue learning about this in the next part of our reading right now.
The Tale of Tolkien. Tolkien wrote many tales besides The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings.They tell about good and evil, the importance of friendship, and making right decisions. Tolkien's life shaped his stories. The peaceful, beautiful Shire resembles the English countryside where Tolkien grew up. Some think the evil land of Mordor came from Tolkien's war experiences. His relationship with his wife inspired the love stories he wrote. Through his work, Tolkien has brought joy, hope,and encouragement to millions.
Tolkien's life has had an impact on many people through his books and the movies that have been based on those books. Well, let's continue learning about those stories because those are his legacy. Tolkien wrote many tales besides The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. So,Those might be the most popular or the most famous books right now, but they aren't the only ones he wrote. What do his other stories talk about, Gabe?
Well, actually, there is a story that I'm thinking about right now. It's the background for Middle Earth. It's called The Silmarillion. If you're interested in finding out more about that, you can look that up, or maybe even get a copy for yourself. The Silmarillion...And he wrote these stories, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, first, and then he created this big background, this big history for this place, Middle Earth.
Wow, well, I haven't read that. I will have to add that to my book list as well. And we read some more about what his stories talked about. They tell about good and evil, the importance of friendship, and making right decisions, all...Very good themes.
I think so, too. I think many fantasy stories kind of talk about these themes as well. Of course, there's always a fight between good and evil in many stories. Well, Tolkien's life shaped his stories, and we learned about that, over the last couple of lessons. We learned about his love life. We learned about the war that he was in. And we also learned about what he studied.These things shaped his stories.
They did, and some people think that other experiences from his childhood also got written into his stories. The peaceful, beautiful Shire resembles the English countryside where Tolkien grew up. And we have a word from our word bank in that sentence, resemble. And resemble means to look like something or to be similar to the way something looks. So if the Shire or the place where a lot of the story takes place in The Hobbit looks like the English countryside, so they resemble each other.
Well, I also think of this word when I'm talking about how someone looks like someone else. Someone might ask you, who do you resemble more, your mother or your father? Carolyn, let me ask you that. Who do you resemble more, your mother or your father?
Well, I think I resemble my mother more than my father, but my sister resembles my father more.
Interesting. Or maybe in some ways you resemble your mother, in some ways you resemble your father. Well, talk about that with someone today in English. Who do you resemble more? Well, right now it's time for us to continue. We're talking about how this place, the Shire in Middle-earth, resembles where Tolkien grew up. Some think the evil land of Mordor came from Tolkien's war experiences. I could understand that as well.
Yes, so that very scary, dangerous part of his life kind of resembles the evil land of Mordor, a very dark place in his stories. And we continue, his relationship with his wife inspired the love stories he wrote. And we have another word from the word bank. Inspired. Now, what does it mean for something to be inspired, Gabe?
Yeah, well, you inspire someone to do something. That means you give them an idea. You did something or you set an example, and so someone else wants to do something with your example or because of your example. They're going to do something great with their life. For instance, I'm thinking about Mother Teresa. She was a wonderful woman who worked with the poor in India, the poor and sick people in India, and she inspired many people to do similar work today.
That's right. So she inspired many people, and Tolkien inspired people through his stories. We continue reading. Through his work, Tolkien has brought joy, hope, and encouragement to millions. So there are millions of people who have been able to read his books and be inspired by them to have joy, hope, and encouragement.
Well, you know what? I think there are millions of people right now who would love to learn something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Let's do that, and then we'll enjoy a review skit and then visit Michelle in the Language Lab.
Today, let's take a look at the word million. Steve, can we add an S at the end of million?
Well, if we look at today's text, we see that yes, we can. Tolkien's work has brought joy, hope, and encouragement to millions.
So that would be millions of people. What about 3 millions? Can I say, I hear you have 3 millions in your bank account?
Well, I wish you could say that, Ken, but sadly, you can't. Now, first of all, when there is a number in front of the words dozen, hundred, thousand, and million, we cannot add an S to them. Second of all, there's a lot less than 3 million in my bank account.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, if we don't have an exact number like 2 million, and we just want to say there's a large amount of something, we could use millions. Like the sentence in our lesson.
That's right. And the same thing can be said for the other words, dozens of cars were stolen, hundreds of people attended the meeting, thousands of flowers were in bloom. But they're all estimates, not exact numbers.
注意这几个字, dozen, hundred, thousand, 跟 million, 这些都是表示数目的字。 这些字可以将S当复数用吗? 那要看你是要表达什么。若是你只要表达一个大概的数字, 那就要将S像 dozens of cars were stolen, 几十部车子被偷, hundreds of people attended the meeting, 几百人参加 会议。Thousands of flowers were in bloom. 几千朵花在盛开。那这些都是大概的数字。可以加 S。那今天的课文最后一句话说，透过作品 ,Tolkien 将喜悦、希望以及鼓励带给了 millions, 数百万人。但如果你要表示一个准确的数字，那就要用单数的形式，不能够加 S。比如说 ,He has 3 million in his bank account, 他的银行账户里有300万元。所以只要这些表示数目的字前面有任何一个数字，像 3, 就必须用单数 3 million。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hello, Professor. You look like you're busy again today.
Yes, I am quite busy.
Are you grading papers?
No, I'm working on another book.
Oh, are you writing another book about rabbits?
Not rabbits, hobbits. My book is about hobbits.
Oh, right. So, did anyone read your first book?
Yes. The Hobbit enjoyed instant success.
Really?
Yes, and the publishing company asked for a sequel.
So, this is the sequel? Wow. Whoa, this book seems very long.
Yes, it's longer and more complex.
Huh. Well, maybe it can come out in 3 parts.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, The Hobbit Part 2 and Part 3 and Part 4.
No. This book is called The Lord of the Rings.
Sounds interesting.
Of course. I write other tales, too.
What do you write about?
I write tales about good and evil, the importance of friendship, and making right decisions.
Those are all important topics, sir.
Yes. My life was shaped by many of these stories. I'm committed as a father and as an Oxford scholar.
But your greatest legacy will be your stories.
Yes. I want my writing to bring joy, hope, and encouragement to others.
Oh, maybe I should read this.
Be careful.
好，接下来我们看的是 resemble 这个动词。RE 这个字首有再次的意思，所以 resemble 是指类似或者是与某个对象相似。注意它的 S 发 Z 的音念成 resemble。例如 ,Sunny really resembles her grandmother. Sunny 和她的祖母真的很像。或者是 ,the city resembled a war zone after the earthquake. 地震之后这个城市好像打仗的战区一样。所以我们看 inspire 这个动词 ,spir 这个字根有呼吸的意思。所以 inspire 是指启发、激励或者是激发灵感。例如 ,the movie was actually inspired by a headline news report. 这部电影的灵感实际上是来自于一个头版的新闻报道。它的名词是 inspiration,inspiration, 意思是指灵感。例如 ,the writer finds her inspiration in her friends and family. 这位作家从他的朋友跟家人身上找灵感。And let's head back to our lesson now. The past 3 days, we've been learning all about the tale of Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien's background, his history, and we've learned a little bit about the fantasy stories he wrote, which are still very popular. Why do you think fantasy stories are so popular? Gabe?
Well, I love fantasy stories, and I think one reason is because there are common themes in these stories that we can all relate to.Like the fight between good and evil, and of course how important friendship is, and of course love. We all relate to those themes, but fantasy is also fiction. It's not real, and so it lets us escape from our lives. I think that's one reason why these things are so popular.
I think that very well may be true. Well, what do you think? Talk about it in English. Why are fantasy books and movies popular?We've enjoyed learning with you here on Studio Classroom, and we'll see you again next time.